did meet and take some photos with Dizzy Gillespie.
Oh, definitely. That was my ace queen coon.
So tell me about Dizzy.
Oh, Diz was a really, he was a fun-loving person.
Here's a composition of mine that I wrote in 1999. Which is a good year. And this tune we got. Hey, y'all all right out there? Y'all all right for not understanding English? But nevertheless, I'm with you. All the way.
And he was such a gentleman. He was famous, but he was just an ordinary guy. He was someone that you could feel comfortable with.
There was a point at which Jerry Oliver was known as Miss Red Beans and Rice. How did you get that name? What was that all about?
That came about because during that era, people in the art world traveling from town to town to appear at different venue points had to eat out of the back of the bus. So whenever they was coming to Chicago, they would call ahead to me and ask me if I would put a pot on. And I said, yeah, what do you want? Black eyed peas? No, we want red beans this time. We had black eyed peas the last time. So that's how I became Miss Red Beans and Rice with all the entertainers who traveled in the bus to come back to Chicago and eat a pleasant meal at a table with napkins, forks, etc., in syllable paper bag.
Now, you and I talked before, and you were telling me before we did this interview, we talked a couple of weeks ago, something I thought was very interesting and that people would probably want to hear from you, and that is all of these people that you had known and met over the years, and how they were people in show business, and they came in here, and you all met and were friends. And now it's interesting that so many years later, these people are talked about as icons, too, and you think about the fact that you knew all of these people, and now people are saying, wow, you knew Dizzy? You actually knew or met Sarah Vaughan? Dorothy Donegan was a friend of you? And that puts a kind of a unique spin on it today, doesn't it?
You know, that's astonishing to me, because I just took them as my friend. You know, I didn't put them in no point of elegance. They were my friends. And when we sit down, we was on same level. Uh-huh. And then when we'd be out and people be around them, smothering them, and then I look at them, I think to myself, I said, my friends are, oh, I didn't know Dorothy was that well-renowned, you know. And I just took Dorothy for granted.
Now, Dorothy Donegan, you all became very good personal friends, right? Uh-huh. How close was your relationship?
Well, buddy, you know. Uh-huh. You know, I got a headache. She was, I don't feel like doing this. Or could say something like that to me. She didn't have to be in her elegant position. She could be for real.
And did you say, did I hear you say to someone a few minutes ago, actually before we started this interview, that her brother, she'd send her brother to come by here to pick you up to take her to one of her performances?
Well, Dorothy would call ahead and ask me, was I coming to her opening night? I said, girl, yeah, you know I'm coming, but shoot, how am I going to get there? I'll have Leon pick you up. I said, Leon, what is lady going to say? But you have a friend. I said, okay. So Leon always took me to all her grand openings and brought me back home, back to the Palm Tavern. And Dorothy, every time she come into Chicago from wherever, she came by to make sure my piano was tuned. So whenever I knew she was coming, I had the man coming, tighten up the piano for Dorothy to get in and let his dollar tune.